the best contacts.
The Red Berets are helping the cities in fear.
The best sources.
Rita, that was an explosive interview.
Chasing it down. Curtis and Cosby, 77 WABC.
We go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
And we go back. This is the there moment. Is a trend is called P-gasm. We've all experienced it, men and women. And it happens on a regular basis. You're hustling and bustling. You're drinking cup after cup of coffee. Like Rita Cosby, you've been told now that drinking multiple cups of coffee a day is going to lengthen your life, give you a better quality of life. Whereas years ago, remember, it said you would have cardiac arrest and you'd be dropping from heart attacks and strokes.
Does that count when I add like hazelnut and all my little fruity flavors?
Yeah.
All right, load up.
Okay, but then your bladder's ready to burst. But then you have the folks who are always walking around with a bottle of water. It could be Poland Spring. It could be some exotic foreign Norwegian bottled water, or it could be their own bottled water, and they're constantly hydrating themselves, but their bladders are right at the point of busting loose. And then all of a sudden you're in a meeting, you can't leave the meeting, your bosses are dominating the discussion, so you know what you do, you squeeze your gams and you take deep breaths
and you start turning blue after a while.
And or you're in public transportation, right? And you know you're never going to find a public lavatory out there.
Nor do you want to.
Right. And you begin to realize that, my God, I'll eventually find this oasis out there where I can irrigate whatever it is, the porcelain palace, a wall, whatever. And all of a sudden, you finally find that. And you relieve yourself. And you're like, they call that P-gasm. In fact, Rita Cosby, in study after study, more so amongst women, men, they'll just get the relief and they'll give that sigh of relief. Particularly after, like, Brian Mangalucci, he's been hanging out with his Massapequa crew and they've been down in those brewskis.
The cheap ones.
Right, and they're outside and they're irrigating, you know, the flowers in front of the gin mill there, you
right,
know.
In front of small children, too.
Right, exactly. But for women, they're actually getting orgasms from P-gasm because they squeeze their gams so hard, it affects their clitoral region, and so they actually look forward to having to hold their bladder.
All right, so I have a confession. I've never had a P-gasm, and I'm curious, ladies out there and guys, do you know if your gals have had P-gasms, and maybe guys have had some sort of... I will tell you that... As a, you know, I've been a journalist a long time and out in the field, and this is something, not the P-gasm part, but the holding it. There are so many issues, by the way. There's the plus of the P-gasm, which is this, like, apparently some people have this great feeling of awe and relief and all that. I've never had that. But I will say, you know, there's a problem among a lot of reporters, and I don't think we've ever talked about this publicly. But most of my colleagues, when we've been in the field, I'll tell you, half of the people that probably covered the Monica Lewinsky case, we had to stand outside for hours upon hours. You can't leave because suddenly she'd walk
that's
outside
right,
or the subway. So you there would be no bathroom. You'd be in the middle of no man's land. And so many people who are reporters in the field often have like bladder problems or whatever, you know?
If I had been your producer.
You'd bring a cup.
No, I would have said, Rita, you can't miss Monica getting out. You got to get that exclusive or at least get that first shot.
Right, you got to get the shot.
I want you to strap this catheter on. Keep the catheter on.
That would look really great with a nice tight dress.
Right, nobody's going to be looking at that. It's more important to get the shot. But there have been people who have worn catheters
You could create a new device.
Remember, there was the Uber driver who had the little can next to him because he couldn't leave the vehicle, so he would actually have his P-gasm into the can. There are so many folks out there, particularly people who drive from place to place. Where do you find a place to actually relieve yourself?
Well, remember, there was that story recently of the Uber driver who had to go to the bathroom, and he just literally, because time is of the essence,
right,
you're in traffic,
bottle.
He had a little bottle, and the customers were like, yuck. But I am curious. So many of you out there listening are driving. What do you do? How do you find relief? How do you get around it when you have a job? And how many of you have jobs like Uber drivers, like other ride sharing, taxis?
Yeah, look.
What do you guys do?
Our own Brian Mongaluch, sport operator, our producer,
he had to go to the bathroom.
We had to take a pee.
You know what? All this
break.
Talk about water. It's like, you know,
exactly.
You know, it's like when you have a water fountain, people go, God, suddenly I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. If you hear water, all of a sudden you hear any sound of water. It causes you to want to have to go.
So what do you have to do, everybody, ladies and gentlemen? What are the tricks out there? If you're a driver out there, if you're a bus driver, taxi driver, a conductor, what do you do? It's 1-800-848-9222.
Have you had a pee-gasm out there? 1-800-848-9222. But the country of France has come to our rescue. That's right.
Viva la France.
Underneath the Champs-Élysées, the French have begun to install public urinals. That means you as a guy, because they've had a problem, they have public urination. We have that here in New York City. They've had it in San Francisco, L.A., a whole host. They have decided to put out public urinals so that when all of a sudden you're looking at the Notre Dame, the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
Is it covered?
Hope, right? You're looking for the Hunchback of Notre Dame all the way up there near the Bell Castle. And you're looking at the Seine River, and then all of a sudden, don't worry about it. You can go answer the calls. They're all lit up while our Brian Mongaluch is taking
his
pee break.
He's going to the bathroom. Oh, my God.
The time that he takes it, he had his pee gas, and he got all excited. We were talking about that.
See, I think it's harder for guys, I think, to hold it in. Maybe there's something physical about us gals. And I'm curious, am I missing out? I haven't heard about this pee-gasm until
now.
Yeah, did that feel great? So now you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be in a meeting, Curtis, and I'm going to be like holding onto a pen. And when you see me turn blue and then come back with a smile,
leave it to
I had a pee-gasm.
Leave it to the French. They have come up with an answer. Let's go to John out in Wayne. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Johnny?
Hi, Johnny. Hey, John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you do if you got to go to the bathroom?
Yes, this is what I do. I go in 7-Eleven in the morning. I get a coffee. By 10 o'clock, I'm done. I keep the cup. I open both doors and stand up, look in sky and people passing, and I fill it up and, you know.
Now, John, do you see the birds fly by, and is there a rainbow, too, at the same time?
A couple of days ago, there was a beautiful lady want to talk to me, asking me for direction.
Oh!
And I was talking, I was talking to her, and she was very nice. She said, thank you very much. You know, she didn't say anything I can do for you.
John, did you ever get a little mashug, a little botch? You forgot that you relieved yourself into the coffee cup. You picked up the coffee cup and you drank from it.
No, don't go there.
That'll happen. You're getting older. Dementia is going to kick in. You're going to have forgotten that you did that.
Just don't share your coffee with anyone else.
Let's go to Jill in Bloomfield. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here on WABC. Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Yes, guys, I am a traveling hairdresser. I work in Manhattan, and I'm out all day long without an official bathroom, so I am an expert on every bathroom you can use in New York City without buying anything.
So do you have it, like, mapped out, Jill? By the way, I appreciate a good hairdresser. You know, I get that, girlfriend.
Yes, and you don't have to, they don't, at hospitals, they do not ID you. So you can go in and go to the bathroom and leave. It's not a bad thing to do.
Now, what about, do you run into emergency and go, I got an emergency?
Yes. Well, I'm 54, so I'm not a youth. So I have those moments. I never had a pee-gasm.
Never had.
But Me neither, Jill.
Now you know what you got to do is squeeze your gams. And it is the equivalent, according to many women, of a full-blown orgasm.
But you have to be blue already and have had to not go to the bathroom for a day or two, Jill. There's a drawback.
Let's go to Christine calling from Lake George. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Christine?
Hello, Curtis, and hello, Rita.
Hello.
Curtis. I'm Christine from Saratoga. I met you a couple of times up there at the Jim Dandy.
Oh, yeah.
Again, this Saratoga Racetrack. You remember me?
I definitely do, Christine.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I live in Queens. I go to Belmont all the time. I vacation up here at Lake George, so I'm always at Saratoga, so I got to make the trip back and forth for vacation and back. I wear a diaper.
You wear a diaper?
So you wear it depends.
Wait, but Christine, you're 22.
I'm not 22. I am 65.
All right. Well, Christine, hold on a second. You're right in that age range where it could still work for you. Don't wear the Depends.
Why are you going to suggest a catheter?
No.
What am I
gonna
wear?
Squeeze your gams. Hold out as long as you can. And finally, you find a rest stop on the New York State Thruway.
Okay.
And you will experience not only relief in when you're flushing the toilet, but according to these studies, even at the age of 65, you'll have orgasm called peegasm.
Just make sure your husband has earmuffs on, okay? You know what, though, Christine? By the way, Christine is smart because, you know, the Times Square folks, you know, when they come out, that's what, you know, you even see teenagers who are out there because, you know, the security, Times Square, New Year's. A lot of them are wearing diapers and Depends.
Oh, yeah,
they're following
there
the trend.
More than 8 hours,
yeah,
they can't
get out. Yeah, you can't get out. You can't do this. You can't do that. So Christine's
give
on
up the Depends, Christine. Enjoy your peegasms. And if you don't make it to the rest stop along the New York State Thruway up to St. George or Lake George, up to Saratoga or Lake George, so you had an accident.
I want to hear from any ladies out there. If you have ever had a peegasm, are Christine and I missing out on something? I think we are.
Just squeeze your gams. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.